good morning. It's a Monday morning. You know what that means? Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
I want to immediately put forth my bias in baseball and that I'm a Red Sox fan. And when I looked at your column this morning, I was delighted. Apparently, you've uncovered that the curse now on the Yankees comes from, what, Cuomo?
Yeah, the Cuomo curse. This should prove my objectivity because I'm a big Yankee fan. But the Yankees have never won a World Series, not only during the 8 years that Andrew Cuomo's been governor, but during the 12 years that Mario Cuomo was governor. You know, one Republican operative who's also a Yankee fan, you know, called it a coincidence, but said sports fans are superstitious. And he noted the Cuomos hailed from Queens, where the Mets play. The only World Series champion under either Cuomo's tenure was 1986 when the Mets won the World Series. So Yankee fans could put the blame on the Cuomos.
What does the governor have to say about this?
They took a pass. They kind of laughed, but they took a pass. Let that fastball go right by.
Perhaps strike three. Well, let's talk a little more seriously about what happened on Friday. And outside GOP headquarters in Manhattan, the governor now blaming the Republican Party and President Donald Trump for Friday night's violence. Explain what happened.
First, there was a break-in at a Republican club in New York City by an anarchist group who said it's the first of more to come, I guess. And they were upset that this group, the Metropolitan Club, had invited the one of the founders of a far-right group to speak. So at the event, when it occurred, there was some scuffling and fights outside. The Proud Boys is the group, and Gavin McInnes was the speaker. There were some fights that broke out, and Cuomo blamed it on Trump and his divisiveness, and Ed Cox shot back and said, you know, you didn't say really anything when the Republican office was broken into. You're just political. So it's gotten ugly both physically and then, of course, the following war of words between the politicos.
The governor's gone all out for the Democrats in the state Senate. I saw in our inbox a mass email last week, a fundraising pitch to help the Senate become Democratic. And, of course, now you're writing about the $2 million ad push for the Senate Democrats.
Yeah, the governor's taking heat for, you know, saying that he wants to flip the Senate, and he has done rallies and he's headlined fundraisers, but the state party hadn't done much for these candidates who they're looking at to beat the Republicans and flip control. The Democrats need one seat to take control of the majority of the state Senate, which would give them control of all of state government, the entire legislature, and if Cuomo wins as expected, the governor's mansion. So now, however, after raising $500,000 last week for the effort, he's kicking off an ad campaign this week, $2 million. It'll run the next 3 weeks. It's going to highlight individual Senate Democrats in their districts, and mostly districts where Cuomo is popular. And it's taking the tack that Governor Cuomo needs the Democrats in the Senate to help him take on Washington. So it's kind of a coordinated joint effort. It's promoting the governor and his fight with, you know, public fight with Washington. It's promoting the Senate Democrats.
And then you have State Republican Party Chief Ed Cox in your column today, Albany Insider, set to file a complaint with the State Board of Elections today.
Yeah, Cox is filing a complaint charging that three unions, the State Teachers Union, NYSET, the Communication Workers of America, and 32BJ, which is a very influential union from the city, they've all created super PACs, which is known, but Cox is arguing that there is improper coordination. Legally, when you set up a super PAC, it's also known as an independent expenditure committee, you cannot coordinate with the campaigns. And Cox's argument is that a lot of the same people who run the unions, who run their regular PACs, which do coordinate with the campaigns, are also involved with these super PACs. And there has to be coordination, which would be illegal. And he's asking the State Board of Elections Chief Enforcement Officer, Risa Sugarman, to look into it. He did file something similar 2 years ago, and it went nowhere. But he says this time it should be looked into, and it's a serious matter. Needless to say, the unions say they follow the law by the letter and that they've done nothing wrong.
K. Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. He joins us on Mondays, and we thank him for getting up early and talking to us each week. Ken, we'll catch up with you next week.
Anytime. Be well.